This is the Aresia Ultraviolet Network. Stay tuned for Red Shift Interplanetary Do-Gooder on most of these stations. The rest of you can just go wait for an elevator.
A crash of interstellar thunder. A brilliant glow from hyperspace, fading from crimson to deep blue. It's the Adventures of Red Shift, Interplanetary Do-Gooder, brought to you every week at this time by Cosmo Flakes, the breakfast of humanoids. Remember to blast off each and every day the Red Shift way with a big bowl of triple grain Cosmo Flakes. Yes, the Aresia Ultraviolet Network, in conjunction with the Confederated Amalgamated Consolidated Biscuit and Gasket Company, the makers of Cosmo Flakes, bring you the adventures of Red Shift, the stalwart defender of justice and fair play, who, along with his mechanic Lumpy and their two Earthling companions, Penny Parker and Dr. Albert Alberts, pilot the Starways in their fantastical rocket ship, the Recalcitrant. Let's join them now as they search for wrongs to right, evil plots to foil, and injustices to unjustify. It's time for Red Shift! Our story begins on the bridge of Red's fantastical rocket ship, the Recalcitrant, where Red has cooked up a surprise for his two junior do-gooders in training.
I've cooked up a surprise for our two junior do-gooders in training here, Lumpy. I figure Dr. Alberts and Penny have been coming along so well in their training, we ought to give them a break and take a little vacation.
Well, thank you, Red Shift. It's certainly quite generous of you to give us time off.
Well, sounds good to me, too. We've been having so many amazing adventures and exciting missions recently, it's high time we had a little R&R.
I hope this vacation will allow us time to recover from that last adventure. I still can't believe we narrowly defeated the entire Squid Launch Armada with only a ship, a packet of freeze-dried space berries, and a toy robot dog.
Yes, and after that, I'd say we all need some rest. Lumpy, set the Hyperion Drive coordinates to 6, 3, 7, Vector, Victor, Tango, Niner.
6, 3, 7, Vector... but Red! Those are the coordinates for...
That's right, my astute pal.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy! Doc, Penny, you won't believe where Red's taking us!
Where's that, Lumpy?
Get ready for it. I mean, really ready for it. Really, really ready. Are you ready?
Out with it, young man.
Oh, you won't believe it, but we're going to sunny Hollywood.
Okay. I'll believe it.
Sure. Well, why not?
It's Hollywood. The 3D Dream Factory. Platinum Planet. La La World. Oh, come on. You could at least look a little more enthusiastic than that.
Lumpy, you and Red have taken us halfway across the galaxy. We've seen strange new worlds, encountered all kinds of alien life forms, and escaped more exotic death traps than I care to remember. I don't mean to sound jaded, but why should we be so excited about this Hollywood?
Hollywood is the planet where all the holographic entertainment for the galaxy is created, Penny. You know those 3D programs Lumpy is always watching?
Yeah, like As the Axis Wobbles and Supernova with the Stars. They all come from Hollywood. All the stars live there and it never rains and everybody is famous and beautiful. Well, yeah, except the tourists, of course.
Oh, Miss Parker, I do believe that by some strange stroke of coincidence, this planet appears to be the equivalent of the capital of our Earth's movie industry. Why, even the names sound alike.
Gee, Doc. You don't say.
Not only is Hollywood an entertainment factory, it's quite the vacation destination, too. We won't be on any educational excursions, nor will we be involved in any training missions. We'll be taking a regular, normal, peaceful sightseeing trip where absolutely nothing out of the ordinary will occur. Lumpy, are we ready for the Hyperion jump?
We most certainly are. Oh, whoops, wait up. I forgot to put in the Niner.
Never forget those Niners, old chum. They're always trouble.
Well, Niners in place. Ready to go, Red.
Ad Astra!
And so, with the Niner properly in place, the Recalcitrant takes off at speeds approaching or even exceeding the limits of human imagination. and in less time than you can say approaching or even exceeding the limits of human imagination, the ship arrives at its intended destination.
Hollywood! Oh, gosh! It looks just as I've always imagined it. Spherical.
All right, let's assemble the landing party. Doc, here's a global positioning receiver tagged with the locations of Holo Studios and celebrity domiciles. You're in charge of navigation.
Would you look at that? I can zoom all the way in to... There's our ship. Hello. And now I can zoom all the way back to view the entire solar system and back down to us. Oh, Penny, look. I'm having fun.
I knew you'd enjoy the Jeepers device, Doc. Try not to have too much fun with it. Penny, here's the binary image transfer unit.
It looks like a camera to me, but I've never seen one that floats before.
That's the hover tripod. You control it with this remote. Your mission is to capture images of us in humorous poses in front of famous landmarks, in restaurants, on transit systems, and with any celebrities we come across. Lumpy.
Yes, sir.
First off, nice landing. Second, you're in charge of souvenirs. Even though Penny's recording our trip for posterity, no one will believe we've been here unless we have the official logo-branded garments and trinkets to prove it. I'll act as general liaison and itinerary coordinator. Now, we're scheduled for a tour of Subatomic Studios at 4900, gang. So let's hop to it.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy! There are so many famous holostars on this planet! I hope we meet a few!
Are there any in particular you'd like to bump into, Lumpy?
Oh, well, I'd like to meet the Phoenix family for one.
They're the Avianoid music group who live up in the mountains on the planet Dawn.
Uh-huh, and they rock! But the guy who I'd most like to meet is Jetpack Jones. He's the greatest!
Oh, yes, you showed us a few of those episodes. He's the intrepid troubleshooter who patrols the outer fringes of the galaxy looking for trouble to shoot intrepidly, is he not?
Yeah! It's my favorite program. I've archived every single Jetpack Jones episode there is, including the short-lived Baby Jetpack cartoon. Jetpack's holoshow is the most popular around. He's got fan clubs all across the galaxy. Oh boy, if I got to meet him, I'd be the envy of probably half a dozen Ansible message boards.
Wait, Lumpy, I don't understand. You like watching a show about a guy who roams the galaxy solving problems? Isn't that what we do-gooders do?
Oh, sure, but that's our job. Jetpack Jones is escapism.
I think you would enjoy watching something else to get your mind off the job.
Well, Miss Parker, studies show people often enjoy fictitious tales of lines of work similar to theirs. For example, girl reporter, how many times did you see the front page on Broadway?
Twice.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never hidden a fugitive in a roll-top desk. I just haven't had the chance yet. And I don't write news stories featuring those characters, unlike some people I could mention.
Oh, geez, please don't, Penny.
Well, let's save the panel discussions for later, crew. Here's the Subatomic Studios Visitors Center, and it looks like we're just in time for the hover tram tour.
And so, Red and his crew climb aboard the hover tram, which takes them on an entertaining tour of the city, complete with robotic tour guide.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Subatomic Studios hover tram tour. How are we all today?
Will we get to see Jetpack?
Great! Well, if you'll please sit back and keep all hands, legs, claws, tentacles, and noodly appendages inside the tram at all times, we can begin our journey into the amazing world of subatomic holography. Subatomic Studios was founded by a gentleman by the name of Gene Subatomic nearly 300 rotations ago. That was back when holographic entertainment was an entirely brand new art form and shot only in two dimensions. Remember all those great 2Ds? I sure loved them. Now Gene chose this planet because its proximity to two suns meant constant light and beautiful sunny weather. Any questions so far?
Yes. When will we get
Wonderful.
To see Jeff?
Let's move along.
But I just asked a question. Are you listening
now,
to me?
Now, you may have already noticed that Subatomic Studios is so large, it must have its own time zone. And you'd be right. Pat yourselves on the back, those of you who can. Subatomic Studios is its own city in its own time zone, much like all the other studios in Hollywood. We share a continent with another studio that shall not be named at this time due to a cease and desist order, though I can mention we're much more popular. In fact, we've become so popular that we've outgrown our allotted landmass. Where could we go from there? After several legal skirmishes and border wars, we realized that, much like a hollow star, there's nowhere to go but up. If you'll take a moment and look above you, you'll notice hundreds of floating sound stages in 18 different layers, reaching all the way up to the stratosphere.
Oh, my goodness.
No big deal. I had to maneuver around them while landing. Is Jetpack up there?
We'll be taking the slow ramp to the stars later on in the tour and visiting some of those float stages. But we'll begin on the ground, okay? Okay. Here's the first set we'll see today, and I must admit it's one of my favorites. Does anybody recognize it?
Not really, no.
That's right. It's the set of Subatomic's popular series, Blindfold. Here we are on the planet Prasad 4, where all the men have died, leaving behind only a population of beautiful women and a nearly continual influx of male explorers from other planets. Now, I know Blindfold is one of our more popular Hollow shows for several obvious reasons, but I'm afraid to say, fellas, we can't make any stops today. Sorry. Besides, I did say we have to keep our appendages inside the tram at all times.
Oh, this blots. When are we going to see Jetpack?
Now, do we have any fans of the lovely Miss Luna Plaguna on the tour today?
No!
Well, you're in for a treat, because here we are on the set of her most recent hit Hollow Flick, Attack of the Humans. This part of the tour is one of my favorites, for as you can see, we constructed an entire planet city right down to the last suburb. But wait a minute, guys. Do you hear something? What's that coming up behind the tram? Oh no, look out. It's a bunch of humans and they're after us. They look like they mean business. Those of you on the left side, watch out. That one's got a stick. We better hover on out of here.
Well, that was the least convincing extraterrestrial attack I've ever seen.
They weren't even anatomically correct.
Phew, that sure was a close call. Everybody look around to make sure no one was left behind. But if someone's missing, I hope it wasn't anybody you were particularly attached to. Any questions before we move on?
Yes! Are we or are we not going to see Jetpack Joe?
Okay, then. Let's continue. We're about to enter the soundstage where we just finished the sequel to Earth Needs Women, the action-packed comedy romance, Earth Needs More Women.
Oh, that's it. I'm getting off this bozo bus.
Lumpy, no. We have to stay in the hover tram at all times. You'll get in trouble.
Not to mention the fact that we're still moving. You'll have to watch out for obstacles in your trajectory and roll on impact to avoid serious injury.
But we're only 3 feet off the ground.
Look, old chum, I can sympathize with your plight, but keep in mind the consequences of your actions.
Oh, pshaw. The guide apparently doesn't think I exist. She won't miss me one bit. I'll catch up with you guys later. Just call me on the Risk Chronomicon when the stupid tour is done. See ya!
Lumpy!
Now this part is one of my favorites because we'll get to see a lot of me.
Finally. Now I can get some serious sightseeing done. Huh! There must be an action sequence being shot somewhere. Now, I wonder where they filmed Jetpack Jones. I think I saw a ship near that city planet set. It should be just around this corner. Well, yeah, there it is! And it's got an angry mob surrounding it! Hot frog! Looks like they're filming today! Oh, maybe if I act angry enough, I can be in the shot too! Well, I better practice. Arg!
Excuse me, are those do-gooder pips you're wearing?
Grr! Oh, sorry. What can I do to... Hey, you look just like... Oh my gosh, you're...
Yes, I know. Look, there's no time to explain. They've all gone mad. They've chased everybody off, and now they're after me. I need a safe place to hide. Please, son, you gotta help me.
Help you? Of course I'll help you. After all, you're Jetpack Jones!
Several hours later, or rather what seems like several hours later, the studio tour finally comes to an end.
Well, it looks like our tour's finally coming to an end. It's really been a blast, and you've been one of my favorite tour groups ever. Really, I'm not just programmed to say that. If you like the tour, my name is Guide 37XJ16A. If you didn't like the tour, my name is Guide 37XJ16A. B. Now please wait until the hover tram has come to a complete stop and lowered to the ground before disembarking. Have a wonderful day, and enjoy the rest of your stay here at Subatomic Studios.
XJ16B. I don't know about you, but I sure could use some lunch.
For once, I agree with your appetite, Doc. There's the cantina. Looks a little crowded. Let's coordinate a rendezvous with Lumpy. I hope he's within wrist chronomicon range. Redshift calling Lumpy. Redshift calling Lumpy. Are you there, Lumpy?
Oh, thank Ackerman. Oh, Lumpy here, Red.
Well, the tour's over and we're going to get lunch. Can you meet us at the cantina?
That's a negative, Red. I can't leave my current position. I'm in trouble.
I knew he shouldn't have jumped off that tram.
You gotta come help me, but it's not my fault. I'm currently above you in an abandoned float stage. Level 12, position 9er, salmon psychiatrist.
Position 99LP. Got it.
99LP. There, I've pinpointed it on the Jeepers device. Lumpy, can we have lunch before joining you?
Gosh, Doc, time is a luxury we don't have. Have you already ordered?
Oh, heavens no. We haven't even gotten a table yet. The line's all the way out the door.
No time. Just grab a churro or something from the snack bar, find a vertical transportation device, and get moving. Lumpy out.
He sounds desperate.
Oh, and could you bring me a churro too? Thanks. Lumpy out again.
He also sounds hungry. We'd better hurry for everyone's sake.
And so, after a quick stop at the snack bar, Red, Doc, and Penny quickly rushed to Lumpy's aid, little realizing the peril they were about to encounter.
This cavernous floating soundstage seems an unlikely meeting place, but this is exactly the place as marked on the Jeepers device.
Then Lumpy must be in here. Are you around, old chum?
Keep it down, Red. We've got a serious problem here. Come on over here behind this tropical jungle scenery.
All right, so, Lumpy, what's the Oh, hello, citizen.
A Redshift? Dr. Alberts? Penny Parker? Say hello to the actual, factual, one and only Jetpack Jones himself.
Please, please, for the 100th time, my name is Arthur Kognowski. Call me Arthur, or Artie. Or AC, anything, but...
Whatever you say, Jetpack.
Criminy, that routine's older than I am.
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Kognowski. My apologies about Lumpy. What can we do for you?
Simply put, sir, my life is in mortal danger. Everyone involved on the show is under attack. Our float stages have been firebombed, the cast and crew sent running for their lives, and a bounty has been placed on our head writer's brain.
That's terrible. Who would be twisted enough to terrorize your show? Is it a rival studio?
No, it's our fans.
Your fans are attacking you? But that's about as logical as calculating a parabolic hypervector with only a two-point variable conversion algorithm.
What Doc means, Arthur, is that it just doesn't make sense. I think. How come your fans have it in for you?
It's all because of our latest episode, you see, where...
Wait! Don't tell me! I haven't seen it yet! The ship's got it TiVo'd!
Sorry, Lumpy, but I'm afraid that when it comes to matters of life or death, you're going to have to endure a few spoilers.
Oh, prats.
Please continue, Mr. Jetpatsky.
The reason we've been marked for death is because in our latest episode, my robotic sidekick has a new voice.
That's it?
I don't understand.
Tantuo's voice has changed?
We had no choice. The original robot's contract came up. He wanted an oil upgrade. The producer said no, so we had to recast the part. Really, it's only a minor vocal change.
Well, that doesn't sound bad enough to send anyone into a riotous frenzy.
Oh, and his circuits now glow orange.
Orange? That's sacrilegious. Tantuo is a turquoise model. Always has been. Always will be. Who the heck wrote this episode?
Dale Liverstus.
Oh, Liverstus. Yeah, the fans hate him. They call him Dale. Couldn't write his way out of an airlock Liverstus.
Lumpy, you're not going to start rioting, are you? I mean, you're a fan, too.
Well, yeah, but I'm not a fan.
But you've bragged that you've archived every single Jetpack Jones Holo show there is, including the short-lived Baby Jetpack cartoon.
Yeah, he has, you know.
Great.
Well, sure, but I'm a collector by nature, and
you're constantly trying to get me to read those Jetpack Jones stories that you wrote to yourself.
Oh, Penny, please, not in front of Jetpack.
Well, since you're such a fan, why aren't you as upset as the others?
Well, first off, I haven't seen the episode yet.
Second, I'm sure that I can watch it with an open mind and grow to accept that one of the most beloved characters in the entire Jetpack Jonesverse has undergone a few, minor alterations. And third, sure, I'm a huge Jetpack Jones fan, but you gotta believe me, Penny, I'm not one of those fans.
Huh. Which fans might those be?
Probably much like those reptilianoids approaching us now with the Magna pitchforks and laser torches.
Oh, Prats.
We find you at last, Jetpack Jones. You aren't gonna get away that easily.
That's right. Tantuo's gone orange and someone's gonna pay.
Do you think we're stupid? Do you think we wouldn't notice?
His new voice sucks. Angry face.
This has easily got to be the worst thing that's happened to Jetpack Jones ever since they tried that love interest in season 4.
For the record, I'm just angry about Tom turning orange. I actually kind of like the new voice.
Oh, gonk. There goes the bandwagoner again. You don't know what you're talking about, newbie.
Who are you calling newbie? I've been following Jetpack Jones for 26 seasons now, sticking tongue out.
Yeah, well, once you've been a fan for 27 seasons, maybe then we'll give a blots about your opinions. Casual obscene gesture.
They seem rather ununified.
Trust me, it's a common occurrence among them.
Whatever, you're dead meat, Jetpack.
Yeah, in italics!
This is preposterous. You have no right to storm Hollywood like this and destroy all the hard work that has gone into making entertainment for you.
Maybe if someone had worked just a little bit harder, they would have done their homework and realized that Tantuo's not supposed to glow orange!
Listen, Jetpack.
My name is Arthur Kognowski.
Listen, Jetpack. I'll be frank here. We don't really want you.
Hey, I'm on him.
That's enough out of you. It's really simple, Jones. Our real target is Dale Liverstus. We want his brain on a platter or in a jar. We're not too particular. All that matters is that we get it! Now we want his typing fingers, too. So he'll never pick out another horrible script again. Those are the demands of the Jetpack Jihad. And if they're not met in 23 minutes' time, we're prepared to completely destroy Subatomic Studios!
Jetpack Jihad?
Whoa, that's a rather loaded word.
Well, not to mention that in the Mondorfian language, it's also a term of endearment. Are you guys sure you want to call yourselves that?
Well, it was all alliterative, so we thought it sounded good.
I told you we should have gone with the Jetpack Avengers.
Lame! We should be the Jetpack Legionnaires. You still get the J sound twice in there. It's assonant and all.
You get the J in Avengers, too. There's your assonant sound.
Your mom's assonant.
Mr. Kognowski, perhaps your life is not in so much danger after all. If we just let these folks bicker amongst themselves, there is a very good chance that their own fighting will destroy them from within.
Oh, good idea, Doc, but it won't work. These guys are used to infighting.
They're a race of acid-spitting backbiters called Spedicosians. They're known for far and wide for hating that which they love. And this particular sect loves Jetpack Jones so much they hate it.
Ooh, the guy in the silver lame knows our inherent dichotomy. I repent. I see now that all sentients are brothers, and I shall atone for my evil ways.
O-R-L-Y.
No way. Duh.
They are also obnoxiously sarcastic.
Laughing out loud.
Seriously laughing out loud.
It's a shame they've latched on to you, Arthur.
Well, that's show business. Comes with the territory, I'm afraid.
Hey, guys, what if we go with Jetpack Junta?
That's not alliterative.
It is when you write it out.
Do you want to explain that every time we spring into action?
Do you want to shut up already?
Write it out. Write it out! Hey, folks, stop 1 second.
What do you want, warm blood?
You've rushed to judgment just a little bit prematurely. Sure, Tantuo's circuits glow orange now, but did you ever think about what might happen in the next episode? It could all be part of, you know, a bigger story.
Say, she's got a point. They have done two-parters in the past.
I think she's bluffing. How does she know what's going to happen in the next episode?
Because I was filming it with this hollow camera thing.
Yes. Yeah, and I must tell you, the next episode explains everything. In fact, we were just about to finish shooting today when you guys swooped on down, burnt all the sets, and degaussed all the footage. Now we're going to have to start all over again.
Oh.
Huh.
Sorry, that was me with the flamethrower. My bad, sad face.
So, Jetpack, you're saying in the next episode, Ton Duo glows turquoise like normal?
Don't answer that! No spoilers!
Oh, I wouldn't dream of giving away the plot, but I do know that you will all be very happy with the way the next episode turns out.
Wait, who wrote it? That hack Stussy?
I can assure you that Dale Liverstus has absolutely nothing to do with it. So just go back to your homes, tune your holosets to the Subatomic Network when it's time, and enjoy the next exciting episode of Jetpack Jones, Frontier Troubleshooter. You'll be happy. I promise.
Okay.
Sounds great to me.
Sure.
Best idea ever.
Wait just one moment. We'll give you a chance to prove yourselves, but I don't trust you. You're safe for now, but if that episode airs and we don't like it, we're going to come back and blow this place to smithereens! Do you see this metal briefcase?
Yes.
It's filled with high-grade atomoplast. A single brick of it could destroy an entire float stage, and inside here we've got a...
Oh, 5 or 6 at the least.
5 or 6! At the least.
How do we know you're not bluffing?
Yeah! Anything could be in that briefcase. Like papers, or accounting ledgers, or laundry.
Not. Take a look for yourselves, warm bloods.
A brick-shaped, an off-white color, appears to be chalky in texture, and, well, it's certainly not laundry.
You might also notice it's giving off a vaguely purplish mist. No doubt about it, that is atomoplast. All right, Spedicosians, you've made both your point and your ultimatum. Now it's up to us to save both Jetpack Jones and Hollowood.
Ooh, very dramatic. Have you ever considered a career in holography?
Let's discuss that later. Right now, we've got work to do.
Good point. Be on your way, Spedicosians. This is a closed set.
Fine.
Thanks, Jetpack. It was great meeting you.
Anytime.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Bye.
Less than 3.
Wow, that was amazing work, you two. Lumpy and I didn't even have to resort to one of our codename plans.
You all are a great bunch. Thank you so much. And I have to hand it to you, ma'am. That was quite the ruse you cooked up there.
Well, you weren't so bad yourself, picking up on it so quickly.
Improv. I'm an alumnus of Second Planet, you know.
I have no idea what that means, but it was great working with you.
Well, I hate to interrupt the backpacking party, but this isn't going to solve anything. All we did was buy Jetpack enough time to escape.
Escape? I'm not escaping. There's a show to do, and we're going to do it. I promised the Spedicosians an episode that would satisfy them, and Jetpack Jones never breaks a promise.
And neither does a do-gooder, Mr. Jetsowski. Isn't that right, Lumpy?
Well, sure, but we have no show.
No show? Take a look around, son. We're on Hollowood, on a floating soundstage. Penny here has the perfect binary transfer unit for recording holographic footage. That's all we need. We'll be done in no time.
But everybody's fled the planet. We have no cast or crew.
Of course we have a crew. The camera's remote-controlled and on a hover tripod. We've made actual episodes with Lex. Heck, there's a quarry nearby that served as 23 different planets at last count. As for a cast, well, there's you four plus me. We'll just adapt the story to require only 5 people, and then we can fix things up in post-production.
But we have no story.
That's where you come in, Lumpy. You've written those other Jetpack Jones stories. You know more about the characters than any of us. I'm sure you can write a script that will satisfy the Spedicosians.
Oh, gee, Penny. Those are just, you know, things I do in my spare time. They're just for me. They're not, you know, canon or anything.
Well, this one will be.
But I don't know if I'm good enough for canon.
I can help you with the writing if you want, Lumpy. I know a thing or two about editors.
And I'll serve as technical advisor. Maybe there can be one piece of science fiction out there that doesn't wildly break the laws of physics or mathematics. Well, okay, guys, I guess I can give it a shot.
That's the spirit. You can do it, Lumpy. We're behind you 200%.
And already my nightmare begins.
We all believe in you, Lumpy. Just one request. Please don't write a story where I have to improbably fall in love with someone.
Well, sure thing. But guys, there's just one more thing we don't have.
What's that?
Time! The next Jetpack Jones episode is supposed to air tonight, and it's already past noon!
Oh, prats.
Will Lumpy be able to write a story in time? Will the Spectacosians be satisfied with what will undoubtedly be a hastily construed explanation? And will the show indeed go on? All these answers and some others possibly like them will be answered in the next exciting episode of Redshift, where somebody might say...
Say, is this shoot going to be catered?
Or...
Lumpy, we don't have the budget for a space battle involving 500 starfighters, 3 exploding planets, and Gargatha, the incredible space turtle.
Or...
Wait a minute, Jetpack tried a similar stunt in season 2!
Stay tuned to the Eresia Ultraviolet Network for our next exciting episode. We'll return to the imminent peril in just a moment, but first, let's turn our eyes from this thrilling look into the future to... a thrilling look into the future!
Of course, Susie 495. Every child should learn about the before times, when the world was filled with amazing discoveries that led to our utopian civilization.
Not to mention the displays look delicious.
Why, over there. I do believe there's a brand new exhibit.
Ice cream!
Not just any ice cream. Harstis freeze-dried ice cream sandwiches.
What makes Harstis so special that it would need its own exhibit?
How quickly people forget that it was when the Confederated Amalgamated Consolidated Biscuit and Gasket Company absorbed Harstis Dessert Industries that the rejuvenation pill was developed, providing extended and happy lives to all.
What? Everyone knows the rejuvenation pill was invented by disgruntled Firefly fans just so they could refuse to give it to Fox Studio executives and then be all smug when they came begging.
Now, Susie 495, it's not polite to contradict an authority figure.
That's all right, ma'am. She brought up a good question. You see, Susie 495, people don't realize that there was no way those fans could have developed such a happy product in such a disgruntled state. But when they ate some Harstis freeze-dried ice cream sandwiches...
The tasty chocolate cookie outside and sugary ice cream inside made them so hyper, they were able to change the world for the better!
Now you got it!
Oh, sweetie, you're such a genius!
Is this a true vision of things to come? Well, the Confederated Amalgamated Consolidated Biscuit and Gasket Company did just absorb Harstis Dessert Industries in what critics call a hostile takeover, and we call a Thanksgiving get-together. Coincidence? Or should you eat all the Harstis freeze-dried ice cream sandwiches you can and bring about the world of tomorrow? You decide.